Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk to you about learned hopefulness. That's a phrase you don't hear much, learned hopefulness. Now, many of you will have heard of the phrase learned helplessness. We've all come across that, right? But I want to focus on learned hopefulness. I came across this phrase, and actually it was a conversation I was having with my daughter. So exam time, stress, and we had her predicted grades come through. And I was amazed at how it had knocked her so much, her confidence, her willpower, her motivation. And I saw in her this helplessness of what's the point? And that is the definition of helplessness. It's where we become resigned to the situation that we don't think we can change. So what's the point? And I saw this in her. And so we ended up having a chat about how these predicted grades were just predictions based on the past. They weren't a certainty of what was going to happen in the future. So I was having trouble understanding why she would sit there thinking, what's the point? Actually, how do we work the other way around? And so we got talking and I said, look, what does this mean? What's the worst case scenario? And she said, worst case scenario is I get those predicted grades. And she needs better grades to get into university or the course she wants to do. So, okay, so that's worst case scenario is she gets the predicted grades. And that's where her mind went instantly. And that was it. That's where the helplessness came in. But I got her to think about, okay, so what's the best case scenario here? So forget that for a minute, but what's the best case scenario? And she sort of shrugged her shoulders and said, well, yeah, I get better than predicted. I said, okay. So if that's what the best case scenario is, and we don't know what the situation is going to be, how could you go about helping yourself get to that best case scenario? Because this isn't outside of our control. I said, what would need to be true to get that best case scenario? And she thought it through and we worked it through and, you know, I got her to work through a plan of how would we achieve best case scenario. Now, look, nobody knows what the future is going to bring. What it did do, though, was move her mindset from this learned helplessness to this learned hopefulness. She walked away energized, motivated with a plan of what am I going to do to prevent that worst case scenario from happening. In fact, for the hope of the best case scenario. And this is what hopefulness is. It's looking at all the possibilities, what could happen, what could help and what could go positively as opposed to what could go negatively. And look, I myself have experienced exactly what my daughter went through. And it's probably a genetic thing. I you know, many a time in my life, I've sat there thinking, oh my goodness, what's the worst case scenario that would happen here? And I've done it and I think most of us do it as a self-defense mechanism. Because if we can plan for the worst case scenario, it's a form of self-defense. It's a form of protection. But actually what that can do is create this habit where we end up focusing on the negative, the losses, rather than the positivity and the gains. So out of self-defense, out of self-preservation, we end up taking away hope, resigning ourselves to a situation that this is probably what's going to happen. When actually, the very nature of the situation is it's uncertain, unpredictable, so therefore there's hope. So learned hopefulness. Where do you go? Do you follow the example I've shared of where I used to be, worst case scenario? Or are you naturally optimistic? Do you think about what's the best case scenario here? What's the possibilities? And do you focus on them? What do you do? I was intrigued with the fact that how my daughter walked away with the motivation and the energy when she started to think about hope. Learned helplessness is there's no point. What's the point? And you're resigned just to the situation and you're almost held hostage by the situation. But what I saw in her was this energy, this motivation, and a plan, this agency to just go off and do something, and the resilience that she developed. And I think this is what we often miss. One of the things we've got to hone in on is what's the habit I've got into And how do I break that habit? I often use a technique when I'm coaching, getting people to think about the end of the day, all the positive things that have happened in that day that are either unexpected or that we're pleased with. So we can start to move away from, oh, this didn't happen, that didn't happen, to, wow, that was great. That was positive. And I truly believe this is a habit that we need to break initially. Once we've broken that habit of going straight into losses and negativity by focusing on the positive, we can then start to move into hopefulness. In every situation that is uncertain, that is unpredictable, what's the best case scenario here? What's the most hopeful thing that could happen? And then moving into action agency. Because what hopefulness isn't is just a faith or a belief and letting the situation unfold. What hopefulness is focused on almost setting a vision of here's where I would love to be. So therefore, what do I need to do to make it happen? And so I think there's a real power in learned hopefulness. It's seeing possibilities, noticing things, noticing the beauty in things, the positives, the blessings rather than the negatives, the losses. And it's getting to a situation where we are cultivating this constant mindset of positivity and focusing on strengths that allows us then to move into not just focusing on our strengths, but then creating goals to achieve those hopes, as opposed to sitting there waiting for things to happen. I came across a quote by Brené Brown: we need hope like we need air. And we really do. Human beings, we absolutely need hope. So where do you find yourself going? Do you find yourself stuck in the helplessness, or do you find yourself in this place of hope and possibilities? One of the things that really does keep me going often is it's actually a quote from a film. And this is from the Exotic Marigold Hotel. Some of you will know it. If you haven't seen it, it's a really heartwarming film. It's really nice. And there's a character in there, the main character, Sonny, and he often comes out with a phrase or a quote, and it's really nice. And it's, everything will be all right in the end. And if it isn't all right, then it isn't the end. And that was something that I really do believe. I didn't believe my career would end up where it is today. I couldn't have imagined it. And there's so many people I come across and I talk to and I meet who say the same things. There was just no way we could have predicted where we were going to be. But we turned out all right in the end. And there are many times, you know, these setbacks that we come across, they are exactly that, setbacks. They're not inevitable. They're there to challenge. And actually, sometimes these setbacks make us better. They make us stronger. They make us see possibilities or find ways. And I think this is where hopefulness is really powerful. Because rather than being resigned to a situation, it forces us to find solutions. It forces us to find ways around situations. A bit like water through concrete. We always find a way. And with my experience in life, one thing I have realized is there is nothing that's ever inevitable. There is always a way around it. Might need more time, might need more resources, might need a different mindset. But there's always, always a way around it. So, you know, when my kids are panicking about things didn't work out the way they were hoping, it's okay. There's always a way around stuff. And all of this then feeds into boosting energy and building confidence when we start to think about hope and hopefulness. Remember, it's different to faith. It's different to beliefs. This is about, what are the possibilities? What are the opportunities? What could happen as opposed to what might not happen? It's focusing on the positive as opposed to the negatives. So I'm going to leave that with you. Remember that quote from Sonny, the character in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel: everything will be all right in the end. And if it isn't all right, then it's not the end. Where do you go? How can you, at the end of the day, maybe you can sit and think about some of the positive things that happened today. And get into the habit, break that negative cycle like I always used to be in. It was self-defense, it was preservation. What's the worst case scenario? Actually, what's the best case scenario? Plan for that. And when you start thinking of best case scenario, you act upon it. You start thinking, well, what do I need to do to make that happen? And it's amazing source of motivation, inspiration, energy, and ultimately confidence. So I'm going to leave that with you. Learned hopefulness. How can you be more hopeful? That's all from me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.